Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The issue of no-show or ghost buses has moved high up the political agenda in recent weeks, having been raised by the Transport Minister Dara O'Brien in his first meeting with the National Transport Authority. Now, it happens when bus services listed on the on-street digital displays appear to be due to arrive, but they often disappear from that screen or the app, or they suddenly appear as having been cancelled. And there has been a large increase in complaints recently about the issue, and a focus also on routes operated by Go Ahead Ireland. Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. And Brian, this has come up a lot in recent years, hasn't it?
Well, it has. I think probably, Claire, since those digital displays at bus stops had been introduced, and we were quite slow in Ireland compared to some countries to bring them in. But there has been some disparity at times between when your bus arrives, when the display at the bus stop says it will arrive, and that's if it arrives at all. You can obviously check on the TFI Live app, but again, the information sometimes isn't fully accurate. Everyone accepts, I suppose, buses can be delayed. We looked at congestion last week in places such as Dublin, Cork, Galway. It's a very significant issue, and it obviously causes problems for timetabling. But the issue of no-show buses is one that is, as you said, getting a lot of political focus. And it's not just politicians who are frustrated by this and commuters. I spent time with a third-year MTU student, Sasha Matishkin, and he has put his studies to very good use, I can tell you. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But first of all, we stood outside MTU, the third level college, last week at one of the main bus stops. And this is just a sense of how we got on.
So after you finish your college, you still have to wait for a bus, and it might take like almost 2 hours sometimes.
We're waiting on the 205, which goes from Bishopstown here into Kent Station in Cork. It's telling us right now that it's due. Looking up the road here, I don't see any bus coming.
No, it's not here. I guess we could try TFI Live. It's a nice app that Bus Aaron provided us, so we can check.
Well, now it's just changed, actually. The bus that said was due is now due in 8 minutes' time.
That's called ghost buses. That's what we call ghost buses.
That's called a ghost bus.
Yes, it says that it will come in a minute, but then it disappears on the timetable.
Like and the
then,
Marie Celeste.
Yes, so now we can report it as a missing bus.
See, so that bus which was due now is now due in 7 minutes. Then there's a bus due in 22 minutes. There's a bus due in 27 minutes and in 52 minutes.
Yes. Okay, it's come up again.
So now we can see, just as you're speaking, the digital display is saying it's due. Now it's saying, it just changes every couple of seconds.
It
now
does,
it's
yeah.
saying, now it's saying 6 minutes it's going to be here.
Yeah.
It can't really make up its mind, can it, Sasha?
Yes, that's the problem. It's kind of very helpful to see a time when the bus can come.
Well, now it's changed again. It's saying that the bus is here.
Yeah.
And here comes the bus, actually. I can see a double-decker bus coming around the corner. Although it's saying it's due in 6 minutes, it's actually arriving now.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if it's the next bus.
You checked the TFI app.
That's
but it's
a TFI Live.
Okay,
yeah.
This is TFI Live.
So we have one bus due. Probably that's one that's coming.
Even though the display is telling us 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it could be down to traffic congestion or roadworks, but Sasha turned his frustration into something tangible.
He did. He's studying software development, and why not put his skills to good use, Claire? Just over a week ago, what did he do? He set up a website, nobus.omiti.net. So it's really an online portal where people can upload issues and frustrations with the bus service in your local area. So he's doing this, he says, to try and help bus companies with more accurate information and then to analyse the most reported routes and times.
So the website is called nobus.omiti.net. That's where you can find it. Basically, you have to enter the bus number, location, pick today's date and time. That's it. You just submit it and it will go to the database. And we hope to analyze the data, and we hope that this analyzed data will help the bus errand to improve bus service.
So this website went live a week ago. What's the reaction been like?
So I was really delighted that it's gained attention. it got 15,000 viewers.
So how many people reported issues with their buses?
I would say we have close to 200 reports.
So 200 issues, ghost buses, no shows, delayed buses in a number of days.
Yes. So I start reading those reports and people start providing what happened with the bus.
Yeah.
And I was really upset.
Give me some of the examples.
So one of the worst for me when I got really upset when somebody shared their report, they said that they were late for work and they had a warning for being late, and obviously it happened because of the bus, not because of the laziness or of somebody. They got a warning from work for being late. It really has an impact on their life.
Now, you got some listeners, Brian, to send you their frustrations.
I did. I just gathered some of the frustrations with ghost buses and no-show buses from some listeners in both Dublin and Cork, Clare. So this is some of what they had to say.
So basically, I live in Douglas, and to get to work in the morning, I'd have access to the 220 bus and the 216 bus. The bus has been harder and harder to get in the morning, where basically any time after 7:30, are full, meaning you're waiting for a bus at possibly 8:45 and you're not getting in for 9 o'clock. I just drive in to just outside the city centre and walk the last 10 minutes. Otherwise, at the weekends, it's a bit more reliable. The app would show up buses that are apparently due and don't actually turn up.
I'm a frequent user of the TFI app. I have disregarded the information that it gives me in relation to one bus in particular that I get. The latest thing seems to be that it's coming early rather than the time that's indicated on the app. The Dublin bus routes that I use are mainly accurate in relation to real time, but the go-ahead ones are seriously lacking. Don't understand where they go. One minute they can be three stops away and the next minute they vanish into the ether. There must be a big Bermuda Triangle for buses somewhere in Dublin, and I'd love to know where it is.
The ghost bus thing is kind of getting out of hand, because even with all of these updates being done to the real-time info and having live tracking, even a bus that if it comes up as cancelled, it'll still show up. So there's a lot of discrepancy in terms of being able to plan ahead. I can't guarantee that I'm going to make it into work on time in case I get to the bus stop and then the bus suddenly decides it's not going to show up. But you shouldn't have to plan ahead to give yourself an hour buffer in case a bus doesn't show up.
So that's Ryan, Sarah and Olivia there. Well, politically, as you said, Brian, at the beginning, this has been getting a lot of attention.
Just over a week ago, Transport Minister Dara O'Brien confirmed a detailed review is now underway regarding a number of buses that have been failing to show up. And these are under Go Ahead Ireland's operation. They run a number of routes in Dublin. So the review was ordered following concerning complaints from passengers about disappearing services that we've been highlighting there, some of them in the greater Dublin area. Paul Murphy, who's People Before Profit TD for Dublin's Southwest, he believes Go Ahead should not be given any new routes. This is some of what he told me.
Nobody expects 100% perfect service. Every bus arrives throughout the day, you know, exactly on time all the time. But it's clear that over the past couple of months, things have deteriorated very, very significantly. And it's striking that it is particular routes are much worse than others. So the ones that are coming to me most consistently are the S6, the S8 and the S4. And there are other issues. There's issues with the 77A, there's issues with the 27, but those S routes in particular, you know, this isn't some minor inconvenience. This is about getting to work. I've met multiple people who say I have to keep getting taxis in order to go to work. I mean, there's two issues. There's the no-show buses, which don't appear on the app, aren't meant to arrive and don't arrive. And then there's the ghost buses, which are even worse, where they appear on the app, they're meant to be coming, and then they simply don't show. And that's even worse.
And where do you think the nub of the issue is, Paul? Is it that we don't have enough drivers? Is it congestion in the city centre? Is it that the technology is not reflective of the reality? It's out of date. Like, where is the main issue, Jim?
The significant deterioration seems to relate to issues of mechanics and bus drivers. And it's particularly bad in terms of Go Ahead. So the worst routes that come to me are all operated by Go Ahead as opposed to by Dublin Bus.
What's the solution here? What do you want to see done in the immediate next couple of weeks, months?
we shouldn't make it even worse. So unfortunately, it's being reported that Go Ahead is due to get another rake of routes. There should not be more routes going to Go Ahead. The other issues, again, some of them do relate to this kind of breakup of the system, where you have the NTA, you have TFI, then you have Dublin Bus, and then you've Go Ahead. Ultimately, we need more buses, we need more bus drivers, we need more mechanics. Like, that's what we need. But in the meantime, we're kind of creating, making things harder for ourselves with some of the rules that are being applied. But in particular, this division, the separation out of what should be an integrated mechanism and the privatization and the giving of routes to Go Ahead is a big exacerbating issue of problems that might otherwise still exist, but to a lesser extent.
So you then went to the National Transport Authority and also Go Ahead for comment, Brian.
Well, I put especially Paul Murphy's criticisms to Go Ahead Ireland for comment, and they said recent service issues experienced have been due to a combination of factors: shortage of mechanics, as Paul Murphy referenced, across the transport sector, seasonal illnesses, for example, and they say these recent issues are temporary. They can confirm that there has been an improvement in the past 2 weeks, so they're up to about 97% to 98% of all kilometres and all of their routes now. One of those figures was down around 94%, so you can see an improvement there. And they say there are plans for recruitment. For example, they have a school of over 70 trainee drivers at the moment. 5 new colleagues are joining per week. They would like to apologise to passengers for recent service issues experienced. But again, they highlighted, Claire, over 98% of contracted kilometres across their network at the moment. So then I went to the National Transport Authority and just put a number of the issues and criticisms to them, especially around this real-time information. So these are the digital displays that you'll see at your bus stops. There is a new system being developed now around this. They said that their customer surveys show that there's an 83% satisfaction rate, and only 7% of customers in their surveys have showed that the real-time displays are not accurate. But notwithstanding that, there is this now new system being developed. There's been a contract awarded for a new system. So this will replace this. At the moment, there's 5 different types of systems being used for this real-time display. So perhaps that's where some of the issues are arising. So they're going to work closely with bus operators to ensure that this new system will be up and running. The system will enable the production of better quality dynamic real-time information, they tell me, for the app, and then the 800 plus on-street displays that are available. And then they pointed as well to those improvements that Go Ahead have acknowledged over the past 2 weeks, the 98% of kilometres contracted.
Brian, thanks very much. Brian O'Connell there. People getting in touch this morning, including this one: the 220 bus here in Carrigaline in Cork regularly goes missing, and you need to allow at least an hour to get a bus when there's one on the schedule every 20 minutes. Another one: it's an issue for UCC students. My daughter's journey to Kerry every Friday is literally a game of chance. She can arrive home any number of hours after she's supposed to, or not at all. Another listener had a ghost bus experience in Cork yesterday, the 215 and the 212, and they say it was quite the experience. You can get your messages into us on the WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32. Still to come in the next hour of the show, the EU takes new sanctions against Russia 3 years after Putin's invasion of Ukraine. With Ireland set to pick a new president this year, it's time to talk about the election that always seems to throw up a few surprises, and what one lung cancer survivor wants us all to know about the disease. That's all on the way.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.